Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody. He's Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk, and these are your Giants mailbag questions. Here we go. Question number one, Lance, comes from Dave in Tucson, Arizona. He wants to know, what do you think of the job that Ben McAdoo did in his first year as Giants head coach?
Well, John, when you go 11-5 in season number one, you're certainly doing something right, and I think Ben McAdoo deserves credit for that. And here's a way to put things in perspective. There were five first-year head coaches in the NFL this season, three of which posted winning records, two made the playoffs. Ben McAdoo is one, Adam Gase of the Dolphins is the other. So it's very difficult to accomplish this feat in year number one, and the fact that he was able to help post 11 wins, the first-year Giants head coach since Dan Reeves got 11 wins in 1993, get the team to the playoffs, and also get the defense to buy in. Ben McAdoo's background is on offense. He knew the offensive members of this team for the last 2 years, but he didn't really know the defensive members. They bought in. They responded. I think that was extremely impressive. And the development of young players on this roster, the rookie class this year, Paul Perkins, Sterling Shepard, Jarrell Adams, all contributed, all progressed throughout the course of the season. And Landon Collins made a significant jump from his rookie year to his sophomore campaign.
And I'll toss in game management, something rookie head coaches often have a lot of difficulties with, managing timeouts, managing the clock, things of that nature. No issues at all this year for the New York Giants. Question number two, Jack on Long Island. What do you attribute to the defense's significant turnaround in the 2016 season?
Well, Jack, there's a number of factors that you could point to, but I think you have to start with personnel. John, they brought in so many free agents this offseason, and they got quite a return. Damon Snacks Harrison, what he did for this defensive line by bringing pressure up the middle, it not only helped get to the quarterback, but he also stopped the run. And that opened up opportunities for Olivier Vernon and JPP. If you go to 2015, some of their struggles were in stopping the run, also missed tackles, miscommunication. But all of those things disappeared because of the personnel and everybody being on the same page, and also the jump that Landon Collins made helped the back end of this defense tremendously.
A big part of the communication, Janoris Jenkins at corner, combined with Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, rookie Eli Apple, yeah, to blanket receivers down the field. And then let's not forget some of the unsung signings, guys like Kelvin Shepard, guys like Keenan Robinson. Everybody was a factor here, even Leon Hall. They all contributed to a very successful defense for the Giants in 2016. That's your mailbag. He's Lance Meadow. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time, everybody.